For today's GeoQuiz, we're going way back, about 3,000 years back. Back around the 7th century BC, the first Olympic Games were up and running in Greece, and the Polynesians were sailing all the way to the Hawaiian Islands. Meanwhile, in a remote corner of Central Asia, it seems that some ancient Gushi people were experimenting with drugs. Researchers exploring a shaman's tomb have turned up an ancient stash of pot, or weed, or whatever you want to call it. Ethan Russo led a team of scientists to investigate the site.
The site in question is an area extremely remote, about the furthest inland place one can get on Earth, about 2,500 kilometers from either the Arctic Ocean or the Indian Ocean, and the second lowest spot on Earth after the Dead Sea.
Now, to make today's quiz manageable, this archaeological site is in one of the world's great deserts, the largest one in Asia. So that's what we want you to name. Take five, and we'll be back with the answer. 5 seconds, that is. Think quick. Now, Dr. Russo, you went to investigate artifacts that were discovered in a tomb of an ancient shaman. First off, where was this site located?
Well, it was in Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. Geographically, it is northwest of Tibet and west of Mongolia. It's in the Gobi Desert.
The Gobi Desert, which is the answer to our GeoQuiz. It sounds like you came across the equivalent of this shaman's secret dresser drawer. What did you find?
There were very many interesting items. There was equestrian equipment. These were horse riders. There was a Kongu harp. And most interestingly to us was a cache of cannabis, 789 grams, in fact.
789 grams. I don't know what that is in ounces because that's...
Well, it was contained in a large wooden bowl. It would probably fill bottom of a grocery bag, for example. It's close to 2 pounds.
Tell us what these ancient people were doing with this amount of cannabis. Does it mean that smoking weed is nearly 3 millennia old?
Well, we have no evidence that they smoked it. We do feel that we have strong evidence based on chemical analysis that this is a drug strain. Our presumption is that this was used either administered by the shaman for medicine or utilized by the shaman himself, possibly as a divinatory aid, in other words, to communicate with the spirits.
What kind of condition was it in? And do you know what happens to the active ingredient in marijuana, THC, over nearly 3,000 years?
The THC oxidizes, breaks down pretty readily over a few years. It really depends on the storage conditions. This material was extremely well preserved. Under the microscope, it looked fairly fresh, and we could in fact see glandular trichomes where the THC is produced.
Well, I've got to ask a question. Did you or anyone on your team smoke it and, you know?
No, certainly not. No one tried it. There would be no reason to do that because it would not work for those purposes. Certainly not.
The Greek historian Herodotus mentions cannabis, but you've actually got the stuff to prove its presence in cultures that are centuries old. Is this the oldest cannabis in the world ever found now?
No, not really. There have been hemp and artifacts that can be quite a bit older, up to 10,000 years or more. What we can say is that this is the oldest cannabis where we can definitively ascertain that it was drug cannabis. There have been claims perhaps a few hundred years earlier from Turkmenistan in what's called the Bactria Margiana archaeological complex, but it was just seed impressions that were left, and there were controversies as to whether this was cannabis or whether it could even be millet seed. We feel that this has been proven this time. So while it isn't the oldest evidence of cannabis ever found, it certainly would be the oldest where it was proved that it was a drug strain, both through the chemical investigation as well as the genetic investigation.
Paint us a picture, if you would, of the way of life of the people who used this cannabis. How would you hypothesize
right.
it?
Well, this people was called the Gushi by the Han Chinese when they were subsequently encountered some 700 years later. They were described as a light-haired, blue-eyed people. These people were farmers. They had grazing animals, and they rode horses and were archers. So we know quite a bit, but not as much as we'd like, because only 500 of 2,500 tombs in this area have been excavated to date.
So having made this discovery, how does this open your eyes?
to me, it indicates how long cannabis has been used by people. Additionally, it certainly was a large amount and might indicate the importance of cannabis in the life and afterlife of the shaman.
Dr. Ethan Russo, whose research on this 2,700-year-old cannabis stash is published in the Journal of Experimental Botany. You won't find it likely on newsstands, but you can find a link to the research paper on our website. That's theworld.org. Thank you very much, Dr. Russo.
Terrific. Thank you so much for this opportunity.